What motivates you? Staying motivated is key to achieving any goal that you set. You have to stay motivated. So I'd like to ask you guys, what motivates you? Let's get into the podcast. What's up, guys? It's your boy Ty, and I appreciate you guys coming to check me out on my YouTube channel or the podcast, wherever you're catching me at. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come check me out. My channel and podcast is all about making sure people are aware of the different avenues to get a piece of the pie. And I like to talk about personal finance. I like to talk about investing, stocks, crypto, the whole nine, anything involved with gaining wealth. Because I believe that talking about wealth, finance, stocks, having these money talks is important because we can spark ideas in one another. And today, the topic at hand is staying motivated. As I just said, gaining wealth, investing, and just personal finance all around involves a certain level of motivation. You have to be motivated to do these things. You have to be motivated to go out there and grind. You have to be motivated to wake up every morning and actually get up and go to work. You know, you have to be motivated to do these things. So I would like to know what motivates you. Please drop it in the comments or on the post, wherever you're catching this at, and let me know what motivates you, because every person is different. That's something to note. Every person is different. We all have different reasons that we go out and do whatever we do. Be that wake up in the morning and take care of your family, wake up in the morning and go to work, or just waking up in the morning. Sometimes people have trouble just doing that. They have to be motivated to do it. Like I said, to gain wealth, whatever drives you. Like gaining wealth, that's a goal, you know. So setting goals are a good way to stay motivated. But everyone has a reason to do what they do. Everyone has a reason that they wake up each morning. So let me know what yours is. Right now, I'm going to go through a list of the top 7 reasons that people are motivated to do what they do. And I like to say people that are motivated are more likely to succeed. More likely to succeed because they are working towards something. And like I said, just being motivated could be you waking up in the morning thinking about taking care of your family, providing for your family. That's a reason to be motivated. Waking up in the morning wanting better for yourself, reason to be motivated. Or just, you know, wanting to have a good day, wanting to have a good time, another reason to be motivated. And I know some people that do things that the typical person couldn't do. For example, I know people that are in the armed forces, military, people that are police officers, people that are first responders. Those people, you know, they are motivated to go do what they do out of something that's a little different than just wealth. They actually believe in whatever cause, you know, they are behind. Be that the government, the military protecting the country, be that a police officer wanting to go out there and protect the community, a firefighter wanting to just save lives, and the list goes on. But again, these people are motivated to do something. But again, we're going to go down the list of the top 7 things that motivate people. All right, first, number 1, power. Power, influence, fame. So having a platform of power, That motivates some people. The wealthiest people in the world, they like to have platforms of power, or just people in general. Some people like to have authority, and that could be good or bad, but it's nothing wrong with wanting to be in charge if you are a leader. Leaders naturally want to have that influence because it's in them to be a leader, and it makes them, you know, feel good. It motivates them, especially if they have a cause behind them and they want the power to be able to change something. A lot of the best leaders get in power so they can change something or directly affect something. And the best way to affect it is to control it and gain power. I know a lot of people personally that, you know, they take jobs in leadership because they want to change something in the system or something that maybe they didn't like coming up, and they want to get in the system and change it. So they want to attain platforms and roles of power and influence and fame. It's nothing wrong with someone wanting to be famous. You know, that is a goal, and you can be motivated to do that too, because you can't have influence when you know famous. Like the person that dreams of becoming a singer, or the person that dreams of becoming a rapper, they want the fame, and of course they probably want some of the things that come along with the fame, the glitz, the glam. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what motivates them. So number one is power. Let me know if you motivated by power. Number two, self-mastery / growth. Okay, so this is a deep one too. So some people just want to master their craft and want to be the best at what they do. You can say this about doctors. I know you guys watch Grey's Anatomy, right? Everybody wants to be the best at what they do and wants to come up with new innovating surgeries and things. I'm just using Grey's Anatomy because it's something I watch. Hey, let me know if you watch Grey's Anatomy. But it's something that we watch, and you can see doctors, you know, they want to be the best at what they do. It's every craft. I work around people all day that don't want to take leadership jobs and don't want the power, but they want to be the best at what they do. Self-mastery and growth. They want to be able to do everything, you know, on their job and be the best at what they do. And that's one thing to motivate you. So whatever you do, I know whatever I do, I try to make sure I grow and try to master what I'm doing. I like to always get better and seek to get better. A good person, or should I say a wise person, knows that it's hard to know everything, and you rarely will get to the point where you know everything. So it's always something to learn or grow on, an area to learn and grow on. And sometimes that could even mean coming out of your comfort zone. If you know, that can motivate people too, coming out of their comfort zones to learn and grow and just develop themselves more. If you're doing the same thing every day, of course you're going to eventually get good at doing that same thing. But you grow when you branch out and you try something different. Maybe in the same field, of course, because you want to master whatever you're doing. But when you branch out, you can learn more. You open up a whole nother lane of things to learn. I'm just throwing something out there. And of course, I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that. I just make sure you guys hear my thoughts and I give it to you like I think. But yeah, self-mastery and growth. That's number two. Number three, recognition and approval. A lot of people are motivated by others approving of them. You know, everybody has different backgrounds, as I said before. No two people are the same. Nobody's the same. So some people actually like to get recognition from others. I know me myself, I would love, I have kids, right? So I would love one day that, you know, I'm gonna do what I do, and whatever legacy I leave, I'm gonna leave it. But I'd love to have the approval of my kids, be like, yeah, my dad was a beast, he did this. You know, I love that. So some people like to have recognition. Could be from their family, could be recognition from coworkers, your team, just self-recognition and approval. And, you know, if you even go a little bit deeper, some people wake up every day to get approval or recognition to whoever they praise. You know, they want to be worthy of, you know, a certain God or anything, something like that. Like I said, whatever your religion is, but some people live to get that approval or recognition to be worthy, you know. Like I said, everybody's different, but that's number three, recognition and approval. Number four, desire to win. You have some people that just want to be the best and want everyone to know that they are the champion. Being the best at your craft, like I said, that kind of goes to self-mastery. But the desire to win and be the best, I'm talking about the undisputed best of whatever it is you're doing. You know, be that if you are a construction worker, being the best at whatever you build. I know, be the best at welding, that is something that I'm familiar with, and a lot of people like to be the best at it. Be the best songwriter, be the best, just be the best. Some people just like the top, be at the top of their game at whatever they do, and that motivates them. It's nothing wrong with that either. Number five, reaching out to others. Now we getting into the deep part of being motivated. As I said, it's good to have a lot of these traits, and I'm pretty sure some of you guys have multiple of these top seven traits or these top seven areas that motivate people. But reaching others, you can be motivated to be the best, but when you have a deep passion to like reach others and motivate others, or, you know, just doing other things with other people, actually building up connections and stuff like that, when that motivates you, it could be even helping people. When that motivates you, that's strong. That is strong. And that's one thing that motivates people, actually branching out and touching others. And now, this might should have been at number one. Number six, rewards and money. Money. Hey, they say if it ain't about the money. Now, money does motivate a lot of us to do a lot of things. I know, wake up in the morning and go do what I do. I know some days it's like 80% to 90% about the money. The money to go, the ability to go to work, make the money, come home, take care of your family. Some days. But I do like what I do. So what I do is for a good cause. But some days it's all about the money. If it ain't about the money, right? Money and rewards. It motivates a lot of us to do a lot of things. So it's nothing wrong with that. Just make sure that you are, you know, grinding and getting that money if that's what you need. And you, if you're working a job or doing something just for the rewards and money, and you don't have any of these other motivations, you might want to look to, I just think you might want to look to maybe find something else to do. Because if you're not motivated to grow in whatever you do every day, if you're not motivated to win, if you're not motivated to reach others in whatever you do every day, you might want to think about a career change. And I'm just talking about career wise, but money and rewards, it is a big part, because let's be real, to live a good life, you have to have money. I don't know where you stay at or wherever you guys are reaching this, but I'm in the U.S. and money, you need money to do almost everything. Like I said, I don't know about any other country what it is like, but here in the U.S., you need money. So rewards and money, it is a big part of staying motivated. Shoot, my whole channel is about making sure we gain wealth and, you know, try to build passive income, different ways to make money and rewards. You know, we want to build wealth because money is a motivator and it motivates a lot of us. But I would say, just me personally, when it comes to rewards and money, to the best way to stay motivated is to always stay hungry for money. And it sounds bad, but if you want wealth, as soon as you get a check, you can't be content, because more likely you're going to need a next check and the next check and the next check. You just got to stay motivated and keep grinding until you reach the point where you can actually chill. Because at some point, maybe we'll get to retirement, we won't have to be hungry, but it's better to be hungry early, you know? Be hungry while you can. And then at the end of the end, when you content and you built your wealth up, you can chill then. But until that day, man, I'm always hungry. Always. All right. And 7, passion. Passion. So I kind of put a little bit of this one in with reaching out to others. But passion. Some people just wake up because they're passionate about whatever they do. Some people just have a passion for life, and some people have a passion for whatever it is they are doing in their life. Like those people that have a passion for their career, man, they usually are trailblazers. They are usually trailblazers, and they definitely achieve all their goals because they have a burning passion to do so. Just like some people have a burning passion to help others. Some people have a passion to make certain topics known and have money talk so everybody can get a piece of the pie. You know what I'm talking about? But those that have passion behind whatever they're doing and are motivated by passion, usually they are the ones that set the world on fire. So let me know your thoughts about these things that motivate people. And let me know, are you guys motivated by any of these things? Me, as I look back at these things, I find myself motivated by several of these things. Start at the top, power. Am I motivated by power? Not so much. But I do hold a position of leadership, so... And I am talking to you guys, so it's kind of having a little bit of influence, right? So I can say I have that power just a little bit. Self-mastery, I definitely am motivated by growing and being the best at what I do. I definitely want to be better at everything I do. I always strive to be the best. So self-mastery, I'm there. Recognition and approval. I do want approval mainly from certain family members, like my direct family. I want my sons, my wife. I want everybody to, you know, maybe be approval and say, yeah, you did your thing. At the end, you know, I want to be recognized and have approval at the end. And of course, when I go meet the maker, I definitely want his approval, his or her approval, whoever the creator is, right? I want to make sure I leave something that's recognized and they can approve of. Whole point of building generational wealth. 4 was the desire to win. To win, I won't say that I want to top people, but I do want to accomplish my goals. So if I set a goal out there, I want to win by achieving that goal. Reaching out to others. I definitely want to reach out to others because, again, I'm talking to you guys, right? Money and rewards. If it ain't about the money. Yes, I need that too. Yeah, I want to get all that, be masterful, but I need money. How high? Back to how high, you know, when Hit's head, I need money on his teeth. I need money. I need money for my family. I need money to live, and I need money to make sure that we are able to do things in life and enjoy life. Like, I just came back from a small mini vacation. I couldn't do that without money. I couldn't enjoy, you know, the smiles on my family's faces on my vacation if I didn't have money. So yes, rewards and money is a motivator. I'm motivated to get that. I gotta have. And passion. I do think I have a passion for what I do. I would especially say this. I'm doing something now that I'm very, very passionate about. My career, I have spurts. I have spurts that I'm super passionate about it. Sometimes when you're a leader, sometimes it kind of drains you. But I am passionate about the cause and things like that that my job is behind, the cause and purpose of my job. And I'm passionate about what I'm doing now for myself, which is my podcast, my YouTube. I definitely feel a new passion for that. So, again, I think these 7 things that motivate people to be successful. 7 things that motivate people to be successful and succeed. Yeah. I do think most people can find themselves having several of these things. All right. I definitely think I did this video just because I want people to make sure that you are staying motivated. Because when we want to reach our goals, you have to stay motivated. The minute you're not motivated, you're going to stop. And a lot of times people stop when they were almost at the goal, or when the goal was not that far off. You know, before you stop and just quit, or be that in the stock market, be that in trying to attain your personal finance goals, like being debt free, having that banging credit score, or having, you know, just wherever you want to be in life. Before you stop and give up and quit, you got to turn around and look how far you've come. A lot of times, if you just turn around and look how far you've come, you'd be like, man, I got to be crazy. I got to be out of my mind if I'm going to quit now. If I'm going to quit now, you got to think about how many hours you've put in on whatever you're doing. You're trying to get that perfect body weight. You're trying to work out. If you turn around and look how far, how many hours you've put in, you're crazy to just stop, you know? Whatever your goal is, a lot of times, like I said, every person is different. Everybody's goals is different. I'm talking vaguely. But a lot of times, before you quit a goal or just give up on something, when you turn around and look, you can say that you come a long way. You put a lot of work in. The finish line could be right around the corner. And you gonna quit? Come on, man. So that's why we stay motivated. And that's why I wanted to talk about motivation. Motivation. Just stay motivated. All right. I appreciate you guys checking me out on this one. Alright. Come back and see me. Make sure you hit the like button. And even consider subscribing to the podcast. I have exclusive episodes. I'm going to keep doing exclusive episodes. So make sure you check them out. Peace.